I hope y'all are. This episode, I'm still behind y'all. I'm the behind man. Scratch that. I'm the catch up man. The behind man. The behind man. Dang. Never mind. Scratch that. I'm the catch. I'm still behind, man. And I'm trying to catch up. There we go. The behind man. What is the y'all? Oof. That's a don't drop the soap moment. That's that. Hey, you be locked up and then somebody like, yo, watch out for the behind man. What is that? Just I'm telling you, man. If you're gonna take a shower, make sure you get up in there like by 6 a.m. Anything less than 6 a.m., it's over with. Yo, for real, it's a whole group of them, and they just stand there and watch the behind man do his thing. What you talking about, man? You go up in the shower at 6:30, you just scrubbing and washing your body, and then the dude just come behind you and grab onto your shoulders. Hey, little man, what's good? I'm playing. Hey, that was too vivid, right? The behind man. Get him, son! Yeah! And then there's just a whole bunch of crying guards, and they just like, nah, behind man that paid me like $200 to keep my mouth closed. That sound painful. Hey, I done made up a whole picture. That's a, woo, I could write something for that. But anyway, I'm behind. I know this. And we still got some joints. We still got a few joints from the Native American joint. Native American month, which was like, what, last month? So, and this is one of them. And this is about a sport. A great sport. Here's a crazy thing. I'm going to talk about it first, because I don't usually do this, right? I usually be like guessing, like, yo, you know. Lacrosse. Lacrosse, growing up, was a white sport to us. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see some brothers in here and there, but you was like, yo, they got money. They went out here and they could afford a whole, like, you don't just buy those, like, you don't buy those sticks at Walmart. You ain't buying them sticks at Target. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to that sports store in the mall. You got to go to Dick's for something like that. You got to roll up in Dick's and be like, yo, I want me a lacrosse stick. And they're going to be like, yeah, that's $200. What? Yeah, man. Look, Dick's is out here trying to bang you in the head for bets. So you know they're going to get you with something that's just abnormal, like a lacrosse stick. Crazy. Like, yo, so you just assume you got to have paper to be a part of that sport. Lo and behold, it originated here in America, originated by Native Americans, indigenous people, who had no real rules. Trust me, like, please do some research on this joint. No real rules. French dudes was like, yo, that looks dope. Tagged the name lacrosse, took it back overseas, had some Native Americans come through, boom, boom, boom. Joint takes off out there in Europe. It becomes a whole nother thing. And, you know what I'm saying? There we go. I wonder, do they even say that stuff, like, if you, like, try to get into the sport? Like, let me give you some history of lacrosse. It started with, because, you know, like, I did wrestling. I tried to do wrestling in high school. And the coach was like, this is how wrestling started. You know what I'm saying? When you do basketball, this is how basketball started. I wonder, do they really take it all the way back to the essence for lacrosse? It started here in America. Right around here in the Midwest area. Who did that? Yeah, some Native Americans. And then you got to shout out the tribes. So, yo, this is what this is. This episode is about lacrosse. Please, please do some research. Enjoy this joint. And if you are in a bad situation, or you out here thinking about, especially, you know what I'm saying? Like, this, is there ever an age that's okay to get locked up? It's like, you get locked up too young, you're like, you can lose your whole life. You get locked up too late, it's like, ooh, you're gonna die in here. It's like, but one thing's for sure, you're not too old to get your booty touched. So please, please make sure, keep up with your taxes. Don't be out here tripping. Some brothers are too old to try to get into the hood life, the gang life, or try to do something crazy and grimy. Keep your composure, you know what I'm saying? Don't, you know what I mean? Road rage, fall back on that, tone that down. Don't, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to get caught up out there, man. Be up in the shower and the dude come just holding on and caressing you from behind and stuff. You just, and whispering sweet. I don't even go say nothing. Just sweet. Just now, scratch that. Gonna be whispering some aggressive stuff in your ear. I think you belong to me now. Hey, I think you look real good with your hair red. That's what's up. What you work out? You must do squats. Look at your booty. I'm just saying. Keep it real. Please don't go out. Hey, don't go out like that. Don't be the dude who gets in and then you want to be that guy. Like, I'm going to be the booty man. And then that's a whole nother lane of just weirdness. So, you know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to catch up and get myself back up to date with these joints. You know, I don't want to really do like 2 to 3 a week or nothing, but I still want to, hit y'all off with at least maybe 2. I don't know. I'm trying to do what I do and still do what I do on the other side of the other stuff. If y'all like what I'm doing, please continue to keep listening. I don't know. Look, I'm about to say I'm real YouTube-ish. Please subscribe. I don't even got nothing on you. I need to probably try to put this on YouTube, too. Please subscribe. Please hit me up. Like, do whatever you need to do to make sure y'all rock with this right here. Bang y'all in the head. The email, BlackCaesar@gmail. BlackCaesar@gmail. I can get at me on social media, BlackCaesar, BlackCaesar_CEEZ, that's the Twitter. BlackCaesarSon, BlackCaesarSonn, that's the gram. You know what I mean? Get at me. If y'all want to hear the music that this stuff comes from, some of it's on Mixcloud, some of it's on Hearthis.at. You can always catch me live on Legal Crime Radio on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard. 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard on Saturday. Boom. You know what I'm saying? It's almost been a year doing this too, man. Like, I started in February, this whole, like, Black History Moment thing. And it's December. I'm feeling good about that. You know? So, and you know, we rocking out, man. We did our thing. Boom. And the Christmas time is near too. Word, it's gonna be crazy. We gonna have fun. So please enjoy this joint, and I will holler at y'all later. They say you only live once. That's a lie. You only die once. So anytime that your God allows you to wake up and continue your journey to be the messed it up, and continue your journey, go out here and be the best version of you. Let's go. Yes, yes, yes. Word up. This is street hop. No rules. Whatever, man. Anyway, I felt real Captain Caveman-ish with that line right there. Yo. But anyway, y'all know what time it is, man. This is that time of the show where I get real historical on y'all. And what you said, this is, Indigenous People Month, Native Americans. So, you know what I'm saying? This is what we're gonna do. This is how we're gonna get down. We're gonna have fun with this one. This is gonna be a unique one. Gotta find where to go with this. Hold on. Bring this back. Hold on. We're gonna. Now we do, man. Live at the Oasis. Legal Crime Radio. High Vibe Radio. So, yo, we're going to do it like this. Ooh, that's a breakdown. Take it. Take it from the top. Take it from the top. Let's go. Ooh. This moment in Indigenous People. Native American, the original people, history. We gonna talk about sports with this one right here. I don't know if y'all know this, But the Native Americans started a sport. I ain't gonna say started a sport. There was a sport here that they played. They played many sports, but this is the one that picked that you know people picked up on. And y'all know the joint. You know what I'm saying? It's a ball, a stick with a net in it, and you try to get it in the goal. It looked like soccer, but y'all got sticks. That joint, lacrosse. Native Americans started that. Matter of fact, they were so wild with it. Whole teams, whole tribes would be against whole other tribes. There was no number. And it could be anywhere from like a few yards to miles to get to the next thing, which was nothing more than like most of the time some trees, hood stuff. Remember back in the day? Like, yo, that sidewalk right there, we cross the sidewalk, that's touchdown. You know what I'm saying? You pass the tree, that's touchdown. And somebody might get tackled right there at the tree and be like, I passed it. And then everybody's standing around looking at the tree and you got that one dude who's gonna walk it. Yeah, that's what they was doing. They kept it, yo. Boom. Crazy. But it wasn't like everybody. This is more like people out up in the Great Lakes area that did their thing. It was just a dope joint. And a French guy saw this, took notes, wrote it down in his journal. This is talking about they took pictures and all that. 1800s type joints is when they started taking pictures. But in the 1600s is when it really got rocking, because there was a French ministry in the area, and a dude by the name of Jean D. Bird. I don't want to butcher the name. Berduf. I don't know. That dude. He was like, yo, this looks fascinating. What is this right here? I like this. This is dope. Well, I don't know. This is wee. You know what I mean? And he was like, yo, what's popping with this joint right here? I like this. And then, you know, Native people was like, yo, it's just stick ball. I don't know. That's actually what they called it, stick ball. They called the joint stick ball. For real. Like, so him being French, that's where the whole lacrosse come from. He was like, I call this lacrosse. Made the joint pop. Everybody was, you know what I'm saying? They actually even took Native Americans over to France to give a demonstration in the 1800s, 1834 or so. Joint was official. Everybody picked up on it. Canada was the first place to actually make it an official sport. Came up with the league and everything. And they had Native Americans go out there and rock out for a minute, you know. Ooh, messed up loop. Went out there and did their thing. Just dope, man. It was just dope. You know, they even did it for the Queen of England in 1876. It was popping. Like, yo, it's joint. It was like these Native Americans were touring the world, showcasing like Ireland, Scotland. All of those places picked up on it way before America. You know, if anything, knowing how history was, those Native Americans probably, I know they got sick. There's probably with some prejudices against them. But compared to just having your whole tribe annihilated, they were in a good place. And it was just a dope joint. In 1904, you know what I'm saying? It was one of them joints, like in the last, around the end of the 1800s, it actually got picked up into the Olympics. But yo, that's a Native American sport, lacrosse. Yo, and they weren't even using balls back in the day either. They was using rocks. And they had like deer skin to be the net type joint. You know what I'm saying? Crazy joint. Just regular sticks with some deer skin around it. Boom, boom. And even before the rocks, they had like, no, it was the rocks first, and then to make it softer, they started grabbing like grass and stuff and something to give it a little weight around animal skin. Figured out a way to make it not bust apart when they hit it or whatever, and boom, you know. Of course, like I said, with the French, they picked up on it, and everybody else did their thing. They cut down the size of the players and the length of the field, and made up some other rules that, you know, the Native Americans had no intentions of. But it was what it is, what it is. And that is the Native American joint. Word up, that's history right there. Let's get back into this music, man. Let's do what we do. This is the, you know what I'm saying? And What? Yo, I got this Bun B joint. And we gonna do it like this. Get at me on the Twit, Black Seeds, BLACK underscore CEEZ. Get at me on the gram, y'all know who I am. Black Seeds of Sun, BLACKCEEZARSONN. Facebook, Live at the Oasis. Mixcloud, hear this dot at Black Caesar. Spotify, and other podcast places. You can get, just hit up on Our World, Our Time. It's a really generic picture. I need to change the picture. I need to do a lot of stuff. But anyway, man, I need to change the picture, but that's the joint. And you can hear stuff like this, these story joints, these history moments on there, man. This is what we do, synergy. Let's go.
This is a Soul of Art presentation.